Welcome, Steels. How are you? Let's see. I'm gonna try to get some music going real quick. Foxy Bright, welcome. Excuse my voice. I don't sound great right now. My computer's off. I'm totally unprepared. It's been a long morning. Welcome to the Holy Shift Podcast. This is your host, Poetic, and I am here finally. Welcome, Lunar, Foxy, everybody. I got my sage burning right now because it's been a long morning. We've got just a few minutes, let's say probably about 30 or so, and then I've got to do a meeting with the child's class, not his class, but his teacher, one of his teachers. Try to get caught up on some things. Because fun, fun stuff. So, I'm glad all of you came to the Holy Shift Podcast. It's been a while. I'm getting some things organized. I am working on getting a routine going, a schedule. I am getting lists of topics. I am working on getting some ideas for meditations. I have an idea written down right here for a 1 minute meditation that I'm going to pre-record and load soon. Soon, I don't know when as soon is, but it will be soon. Just so you know. If you guys have any questions or any topics you want to address, any meditation, type of meditations you want me to work on, I will definitely do what you guys wish, because you are the followers and you are why I'm here, right? So, if you guys have any suggestions or anything, go to holeshift.com. I will put that in the chat. Go to holeshift.com. There is connections to all of my social medias on there, and we can get that going. My son's doing okay. He's my challenge, but he's doing all right. He likes to keep me on my toes, right? Thank you for visiting the site. I appreciate you. He is a process still. It's a process. So the other day he was sneaking stuff and not dosing himself for it. Because he has a pump. He doesn't have to get a shot every time he eats. He has a pump and all he has to do is enter the carbs, and he was just sneaking things. So we're working on that. We're having issues. It's a lot of like stress on him that he's not at school, that he has challenges as it is normally. So yeah, you need to drink some water and get moving a little bit, and maybe it'll come down. It is tough to manage. Plus he's going through puberty, so that's a fun thing too. Fun, guys. But it's a process. So right now I am shuffling the life purpose cards, which was the number 7. So we're going to pull a card from the life purpose. I also have the soul coaching deck that was number 8 that Lunar chose. Welcome everybody for coming. This is Poetic, and I am about to pull a couple of cards for our daily card read. I appreciate you all for being here, and let's get started, okay? So, I have 3 piles in front of me. The first person to tell me an order of 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1, 2, 1, 3, 3, 2, 1, whatever number order you want to do. 3, 1, 2. 3, 1, too. So, the top card. It's a beautiful card, and it tells us that we are on the right path. There's an angel. She's looking up, floating through the atmosphere. You see the stars and beautiful clouds behind her. It's more of a mist and a light. Her aura is rainbow. Keep doing what you're doing because it's working. There are times when we feel, like this morning, like we're failing as a parent, as a teacher, or we're failing at progressing in our ventures and our goals and our achievements that we have for ourselves that we want to accomplish, that we are not on the right track sometimes. But this is a message that because we are aware and because we are seeing things from different perspectives and we are seeking out guidance, that this is the confirmation that we are on the right path. Trust yourself and your intuition. If something doesn't feel right, don't do it. If you need a little bit more time, respect yourself and give yourself a little bit more time. You've got to treasure and respect your soul and your intuition when it calls to you, so that you are able to, I'm sorry, I got a message from my other son. So you are able to follow the path and follow those signs that are presented to you, so that you will slowly flow into what you need. You know what you want. You know that end result. You know that goal. Sometimes the how you get there will be not just that straight line that you thought it was. You're going to go into all kinds of swirls and all kinds of craziness, right? You've seen that meme on Facebook where my plan, and it's a straight line from start to finish, right? And then you see what really happens, and it's like going in circles and squigglies. That's what life is about. We've got to enjoy those little things, because before we know it, if we get to that end goal, did we miss all of the fun things and the laughs and the joy that we could have had along the way? That is really the treasure. We are on the right path. We are progressing, okay? Trust yourself. My Taz just walked in, and I appreciate you, babe. Thank you for coming. Just know you are on the right path, beautiful. It's definitely about the journey, yes. Definitely. I appreciate that. I am now going to pull from the soul coaching and see a little more clarity in this. Donnie, welcome. I was thinking about you earlier. I asked where you were. So, Taz, who's... Is that Bright? Is that who that is? Because I really didn't know. You're just enlightening me right now. Ha! Girl, why haven't you, like, emailed me or called me out and said you're back? You're not back, right? You back? Shuffling these cards. My sage smells so amazing right now, you guys. So, who knows what you're supposed to do during a full moon? Yesterday was a full harvest moon. It started. There's going to be two full moons in October. Charging your cars. That's a good idea. I should put them out tonight. What else? Blue moon on Halloween, correct. Yes, Taz, definitely. I did both. I had my silver candle, my last silver candle, meaning I need to start and buy some more. I did a little meditation. I went out underneath the beautiful moon coming up and had my bare feet in the ground. I had my singing bowl. I took my singing bowl out there and focused and I looked a little weird to the neighbors across the way, but it's okay. It doesn't bother me. Most of the people that love me know me, so it was all good. I then lit the candle and gave thanks and said my affirmations. I did a little bit of a meditation, and I took all of my crystals outside. Not all of them, most of them outside. And I have a lot of crystals. I have a lot of amethyst because I bought, and citrine, because I bought like a bag of it from this beautiful store, and yeah. And then I've got some other stuff too, but I've got a lot more than I thought I did. I'm just shuffling until it feels right, you guys. I got tons of crystals and everything, and I'm going to charge my cards tonight. That's an awesome idea. I have one rough rose quartz, and then I got a bag again from the same Stories and Stones. If you guys are ever in Angels Camp, California, it's an amazing store. Hopefully they'll stay open. The owner, the guy, is getting sick, and he hasn't been there in a few months, but his wife is keeping it going. And yeah. So welcome, my Kate Dislow, my neighbor. Charge your phone as well. Yes, chill jelly. If you focus and put it out there in the moon, you might get a little charge, but I can't guarantee you it'll give you much. The moon is a more subtle energy than the phone requires. I appreciate you all for visiting the site. Again, holeeshift.com. And we're going to spread these cards out into three piles. The first person again to give me the order of the pile, I will do that. One, two, three. Perfect. All right, let's see what we got here. Ooh. You know, it's perfect because we're on the right path. Whatever we're doing is working. Stop being so hard on yourself. Enjoy the adventure. It's an adventure is what we got. And it's a beautiful card. It's got grassy hills and a path along it going up and down, ebb and flow, because it's not always smooth. Again, we go in the circles. It's not always our plan, right? But the sunlight is on the horizon, and it's letting us know that we are on our beautiful adventure of life. Wonderful new experiences fill my life, and I am able to enjoy them. We don't always have to know exactly how it's going to go. Yes, have a general plan, but don't be so rigid where you aren't flexible. You're not able to flow with the river down the stream. If you hold on to things on the side, you're going to get beat up by the turbulent waters that are going, right? You just got to go with the flow and just allow things to happen. That's the beauty, that's the journey, that's enjoying life and enjoying the experience and being able to laugh with your loved ones and not be so hard on yourself or them. We've all got to remember that. I seen the meme that I posted the other day where I'm like looking at myself all crazy because I am feeling I am advising others, but not just advising the others, you advise yourself too. You allow, as you grow, to teach those around you when you are aware and try to make yourself better, and they see that it is okay to be able to make mistakes and come back from them, because we all make mistakes. We're human. We're here to experience everything. We can't know exactly what we want unless we know the things that don't make us feel good and that we don't like. We wouldn't know the difference. We have to focus. I am sorry, Top G, you just walked in the room and I do not know you. I do not accept calls from new people that I do not know. Thank you, and I apologize. It's hard to give yourself a break. It's hard for me. You guys look to me for advice, and I do know things, and I come back to it, but sometimes I fall off. I fall off, and I go back, and I am hard on myself, and I'm like, I'm supposed to be doing all these things, and everybody thinks that I know all that. Well, I know. I do know. However, we are emotional creatures. We have to get more in control of our emotions, being aware of the bigger picture instead of just our picture, right? Be aware of the bigger picture, because it's all flowing in the right direction. It's up to us to flow with it or against it. Don't battle. We've got to learn to accept our adventure. So, I love you all. I appreciate you for coming. Lunar, I love you, Mama. Thank you for coming. If anybody would like one card, I can do that. A specific only for you card. These are the daily cards, and they're going to both go on the webs, on my Instagram, and we will do that. Which one? Which deck would you like, Donnie? Bye, sis. I love you. You're on the Instagram. Let's see. I'll send you the picture. I'm sorry, I'm slow. I'm looking. For you, Donnie, I found you. And let's get that. Find all my decks. I have a picture of all my decks. There you go. And there's also a starseed. Starseed Oracle, so let me know. Hi, Mel. How are you? Work Your Light deck. I love that deck. That's one of my favorites. I actually had that with me at work yesterday. So it's in my purse. Alright. Hi, Foxy. Thank you for coming in here, and I appreciate you for supporting me. I didn't mean to interrupt your show, but I just had... I'm a slacker, and I didn't go earlier. So we're going to shuffle the Work Your Light deck, and we'll pull a card for Donnie. If you have not been here before, I ask that you, when you're getting a reading, I heard the last part of that, right? I did. When you are getting a reading from me, I ask you to open your energy for any messages or insight from your guides, your higher self, God, your past, your family members that have passed on, your friends, anything that you seek for advice, it's whatever you feel. So Foxy, with your situation, I want you to realize your worth. Stop being so hard on yourself again, that you are on the right path, and this is, it may not seem like it is a good thing now, but you're going to find exactly what you have been needing from that person and so, so much more, okay? So just realize that. I want you to acknowledge and realize that it's hard because we're tied up with the emotional situation because we are attached, our feelings and our heart. Yes, I know. However, trust me. You're going to look back on this time and be so grateful that it didn't work out. Okay. Donnie, give me the sequence. I have three a car three piles in front of me. You want the two on top? Okay. Share your voice. Come out of the cave. It says persecution and expression. What are you holding back? You're not speaking your truth. You're not sharing your voice. You are hiding something. You are keeping something from the light that you need to speak upon. So, do you know what that means, Sonny? Okay, I'm going to go to the book. Because you need to express yourself. And the persecution part has gotten me confused. So I want to go to the book and see what it says. 76. Do you have an event that you're going to start? Something that you're going to start, but you're like not, you're holding back on it or something? All right, it says, come out of the cave, persecution. You are being called to share your voice by speaking up in a relationship through writing, speaking, singing, or some other form of creative expression. It says, we each hold a deep truth within us that longs to be expressed, sculpted for lifetimes. The voice of your soul is like no other. It carries with it wisdom and can only be gained through soul, history, and growth. By remembering and tapping into and expressing your unique tone, you will heal yourselves and heal the planet. You have to be honest with yourself. The missing piece of you need to call the missing piece of you home. Your dreams are so, because they're so vivid, Donnie, have you been keeping a journal? Okay, so you need to go back and look through your dreams and analyze those dreams, okay? Stop holding back. Do you sing? What else do you do besides produce, besides chop and screw? What else can you, what secret talent are you hiding? Something is not being expressed. Down. Yeah. Says there's no better time than to speak your truth now. You need to share your soul's voice and stop being so fearful. So I just want you to know, Donnie, that honestly you need to express yourself in order to help others express themselves. You need to give, you're guiding other people and not just yourself. You have a lot of people looking to you with the music thing. And stay focused and share your voice more. Maybe you're like scared to step into something that you're not so sure is for you. Other people have been telling you you need to do this, you need to do this, but you're too hard on yourself, and you're overcritical about it, and so you're holding yourself back. So that's where the persecution is, I guess. Come out of the cave. Stop being so hard on yourself and express. what you have to express, because the world at large needs to hear this, okay? So I'll take a picture of that card. Now I'll send it to you. Because where I'm looking, she's looking out of the cave at the universe, and there's tumultuous waters, because you feel like you're scared of the, you're scared to take that risk. But on the other side, there's the pyramid and like wondrous things to happen for you, is how I'm interpreting the visual of the card. All right. So, you have to make sure that you stay on track. Promise. Yazzie, I have not seen you. Belle, thank you all for coming in. Bruce, the one that has done my theme music. I am getting ready to want to do a like intro type thing and possibly an outro. And I'm hoping that we can connect again soon to maybe make that work. And I will give you, I got gift certificates, Bruce, for like digital gift certificates, and you can give a couple away if you'd like for the holidays. I will. We can talk about that, because I appreciate your time and everything you do that you've done for me. I want you guys to know I do offer gift certificates. We can do it at a distance. I have created some digital ones. There are coupon codes that I have set up, random different coupon codes, so that we can make sure that everybody each has their own, and it will be attached. So I will contact you for sure when that happens, crazy motherfucker of the Sex Connection podcast has a hidden talent that you guys don't know about. He creates some amazing music. Bright, light bright. You wanted a card? Do you want to call and pull a card from your new deck? No? Okay. That's fine. She has a new deck. And it's really cool. What deck would you like, Mama? We're connected on Instagram, right? So, if anybody is not on my Instagram, I believe it is at Whole E Shift. But if you go to wholeeshift.com, the upper left or the right hand corner, yeah, right hand corner, is all the links to my social media, Facebook, Instagram, the Facebook group and pages. I really like the Work Your Light deck. Homeboy, I really like, my energy is like not great for when it comes to you. I don't know why, and I don't feel like me giving you a reading would benefit you at all. Maybe it'll change. I don't know why. I apologize for that, okay? But I can't. I will pull a card for you. I'm going to get the Starseed deck for you, Light Bright. That's the one I'm going to get for you. And Dark, I am on those social medias. If you message me, I will definitely send you a... I will definitely pull a card for you. I'm sorry. My son keeps, my other child is trying to get me to buy something. You can message me and I will send you a picture of the card decks. So I'm going to shuffle these cards for you. I love this deck. I've done a few of the daily card reads for it, and I was going to do like a whole long show about this deck, but I will do it another time. We've got a few more minutes that we can do and pull four. So we'll do bright and we'll do dark, and then I'm going to start doing my show every Friday, either 9/11 Pacific time or 11/11 Pacific time. So either 11/11 on the East Coast or 11/11 on the West Coast is my times. I've never seen that movie, so I can't tell you. I apologize. All right, so give me the order that you would like, right? And then, let's see. I'm going to go to Instagram, and are we connected, Dark? Two, one, and three. All right, well, connect with me and so that I can send you a picture of my cards. So the top card, my will to thy will, micromanaging the universe, breath of the cosmos. What you speak right now is extremely powerful, light bright. Like what you speak and the things that you put out there are like really quick to manifest at the moment. Like you were thinking about or talking about something with somebody and then it suddenly happened and you're like, yo, you are very powerful right now. And it's, this girl is standing there. She's not standing there. She's like in the universe, in space, and the breath of the cosmos, the breath of the universe. She's like creating all this magical, this galaxy that's above her. It's amazing. Message me on the Whole E-Shift Instagram so I can send you this picture, light bright. Let's see. Oh, there you are. So with this card, I feel like, yes, you are creating things powerfully, yet you don't have to micromanage every little thing. You are able to let go of some things. Okay? I'm going to go to the book and see the next step. When we rely on our own will, we are micromanaging the universe and resisting the natural flow of life. We're not trusting the mysterious breath of life. We're rejecting the great cosmic intelligence instead of relying on our personal strength. Or instead, relying on our personal strength. We're not trusting the universe. We're trying to control how we get things done. That goes along with the card deck to that you're on the right path. What you're doing is working, right? But you got to allow for that adventure. You can't completely create, like, make sure every little dot is connected. Like, allow the picture to come out of you connecting all the dots. You don't have to put each dot where you want it. You can't do that as you go along. You got to just go with the dots that are there and see as they flow, right? Let them present themselves. You don't have to create them. Because you're so used to having that control. That's one of your biggest lessons in life, is to allow things to flow to you instead of trying to pull things. It's the resistance, right? It's the scarcity feeling. It's that mindset that we have to get this done or else nothing will work out for us. We got to make sure that we allow things to work out for us. If you spend your time forcing and pushing and trying, everyone can feel it and so can the universe. Stop micromanaging and trust the breath of life. Surrender to the greater will that the universe has for you and move from my will to thy will. When you surrender to the greater life of the universe, the book says, you begin to dance with all of life and you bow to the great mystery and say, use me and show me the way. You are better able to serve, because that's what you ultimately want to do, is help, right? That's why you pull these cards. That's why you're so seeking, because you're here on this universe, in this earth, to help elevate this energy. And it's such a struggle for you to not control it. Well, that's, you're here, your energy, you're meant to just be you, not control everything going on around you. Just be yourself, babe. Little by little, you find yourself living your most fulfilling, authentic life. When you surrender your personal will, you relinquish the control and release the way you think things should be and surrender to the greater will. You find yourself being led. You begin to breathe the breath of life. Place the card or hold your heart and say, I'm willing to stop relying on only me and surrender to the breath of life. Help me, universe, source, lead me and show me the way. Okay? So that card resonated with dark too. I'll send you that card too. No problem. I just lost it. I was shuffling. No problem, you guys. I appreciate you all for coming. I'm going to get on this meeting. I may come back later on tonight. Sometime this weekend I will be on here. I am working on the topics for the shows. I am working on getting a more structured situation going, and we will have days for specific topics, and we will have days for one-on-one people coming on to do readings. And I appreciate you all for being here. I love you all. Thank you for being so supportive, and yes, I love you. Let's shift our focus and our perspective. Instead of being so caught up in the frustration, allow things to happen. Enjoy the adventure. We're on the right path. And yeah, it's 11:50 my time. Dark Methys. I will find you on Instagram and I will send you this picture so that you can have a picture of this card. You guys are so welcome. I love you and I will see you soon, okay? Goodbye.